Part two of Jürgen's summer, we're going to look at the squad and the tactics ahead of 23-24 and what Jürgen Klopp has on. Dan Morgan with Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. And Sean, I think one of the key objectives for the manager will definitely be improving from the outset Liverpool's management and days missed, I guess, from across the squad through injury. I think 22-23 is nothing short of an absolute shit show in many senses in the injury front, and compared to the season before, I think they'll have definitely looked at what's gone wrong there and how they want to ensure that they get as many players remaining fit for as long as possible.
Yes, the graphic you sent over is startling when you consider that games missed this season due to injury at the time the graphic was done. Man City are second bottom on 49 and Liverpool are top on 162.
Yeah, and March of last season for anyone listening. It's a graph of combined Premier League games missed this season through injury. So as Sean says, Liverpool 162.
And when you think Liverpool are also 130% ahead of Chelsea, you know, Chelsea are 2 days ahead of Newcastle. Like, Liverpool are 30% greater again over Chelsea's rating. So, you know, it's one of these things. It's a perfect storm of loads of different things combining. And that's why it's really difficult for the manager to fix it all very quickly. The good thing is it's that a vast amount. You're that far over that it's not that difficult to make gains on that, even just through good luck and nature, potentially. But it feeds into everything, doesn't it? So, you know, obviously part of that is going to be how difficult the 21-22 season was, the tight turnaround, the nature of the preseason we talked about in part one of this. You then also look at the fact that Liverpool have had a tendency to buy some players that have had a bit of a track record with injury problems. And even if it's not injury problems, they might have had an injury that might get you past the medical but could be a concern for muscular injuries later. Thiago would be a case in point on that. Look at something like Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain again. Then you look, obviously, at the injuries that Gomez and Van Dijk have suffered whilst they've been here. The only thing surprising about Van Dijk's hamstring injury last year is that it hasn't happened sooner. I think all of us would possibly have expected that 21-22.